I'm going to be reading today from Genesis chapter 30. I do ask an interest in your prayers. If you would like to read along with me, please turn there. I'm going to read just a very short scripture reading today, beginning with verse 25. Genesis chapter 30, beginning with verse 25. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, Send me away, that I may go unto mine own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And that's reading from Genesis 30, verses 25, 26, and 27 for a scripture reading. And honestly, the thoughts that the Lord has given to me today are not to talk about Jacob and not to talk about Laban and what happened between those two brethren, but I want to talk about what Laban said about a method of learning. He said that he had learned by experience. That the Lord had, or Laban said rather, that he had learned by experience that the Lord had blessed him. And so that's what I would like to use today for a title, I Have Learned by Experience. And what I would like to speak about today is something that you may have heard commonly referred to as experimental knowledge. There are many different ways to gain knowledge, and there's many different levels of knowledge. But honestly, I don't believe that anything matches experimental knowledge. There's nothing that can teach you about something as well as when you experience it. And in fact, there are many things in life that the only way to really know, the only way to really have a proper understanding is if you do experience it for yourself. I wanted to ask in the beginning to think about this and ask this question. Have you ever been involved in a conversation like this, or have you ever heard someone say when they are trying to reach out to somebody else, when they're trying to console someone else when that person has been through a great trial or great tragedy in their life, and in counseling and trying to help that person, and they would say, well, I understand. And then that person would perhaps respond by saying, no, you really don't, because you have not experienced this. And there's a great amount of truth to that. There are things that we really cannot know unless we learn them by experience. I'm not very good, generally. I'm sure you've picked up on that by now. I'm not generally very good at drawing analogies or making metaphors or coming up with parables. But, you know, if someone were to say to me, do you know that great feeling, that great exhilaration that you get, that great excitement that comes over you when you're just about to jump out of an airplane for the first time. You know, if I were honest, I would have to say, no, I don't. Well, because I've never done it. And honestly, I kind of catered to the thought, I've never seen much sense in jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. But I would have to say, no, I don't know that feeling. I don't understand it. I don't know what it's like. I've not experienced that. If I were to try to explain to Brother Todd, Brother Fugate there, if I were to try to explain to him what it's like to be called by God to preach, do you think he would really be able to grasp it and understand it? You wouldn't, would you, brother? I mean, unless you've experienced that, it's something that you don't really know what it's like. And there are many things that I know that you don't know because I've experienced them, and there are many things that you know that I don't know because you have experienced those things. And so Laban was saying here that there was something that he had learned by experience. And, you know, I'm very thankful for God's holy word. I'm thankful for the scriptures. I love to hear the scriptures expounded if it's done truthfully. If it's rightly divided, it irritates me to hear somebody butcher the word of God. But I love to hear the scriptures taught and preached when God's truth is rightly divided. David, speaking in the 119th Psalm about the scriptures, he said, God's word is a lamp to his path and a light to his feet. And so, you know, the scriptures are, well, there's just not in all of the great libraries across the land, there's not another library that can match the Holy Scriptures. This book that we carry in our hand, that we can hold in one hand, and you can go across the land to cities and to universities. I've been in some that were really something. But you can go across our land and you can visit great libraries. I mean, just volumes and volumes and volumes of books in there that will tell you a little bit about everything that you could think of, that you could imagine to study. But the Holy Bible, do you know what Holy Bible means? It means sacred library. That's what it is. And there's not a library in the world like it. There's not one that possesses the information that the scriptures possess. I love the beauty of the word of God. But you know, the scriptures, even the scriptures, will only take us so far. The scriptures have limits. There are people today in the world, and there have been for quite some time, that believe that the scriptures do what the scriptures really don't do. And so I never would, even with the great love that God has given me for His Word and the way that I love to hear it, it will not replace what things I have been able to learn by the Scriptures, by the Word of God, will not and never could replace the things that I have learned experimentally. The things that I have experienced, let me say this, God is much bigger than the scriptures. God is much bigger than His word, and God has never made Himself a prisoner to the scriptures. God is God. And so we learn many things from the scriptures, and we can experience great things from God. There are many today that believe that the only witness, that the only evidence that you can have of whether or not you are in a right standing with God, of whether or not you have been saved, is according to the Scriptures. But I'm going to say that the Scriptures have never witnessed to the heart of a person whether or not they're saved. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy concerning the Scriptures, and he said that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures that are able to make thee wise unto salvation, which is in Jesus Christ. And what he was saying in there was that Timothy had known from his childhood, he had known from the Scriptures what a person must do in order to be saved. And the Scriptures can teach us that. And I thank God for the things I heard concerning God's Word when I was growing up, when I was just a child like Timothy was. I thank God for what the Scriptures did for me and the information that they provided me. But when it came time, when I found myself lost and ruined before God and needed a Savior, the Scriptures couldn't tell me. They couldn't tell me whether or not I had been saved. And so I don't believe, and I've made this plain before, and I'll make it plain again. I don't believe the things that go on in our land. I don't believe the things that many people do in religion where they will, they'll take the Bible and they'll tell somebody if they'll just do what's said in here, or read what's said in here, or repeat what's said in here, and just do those things that they'll be saved. But let me tell you this, the Scriptures are never going to witness to your heart. That never was their job. I do believe that if you will obey God's Word, that you'll be saved. But it's going to take you're going to have to experience something from someone that's greater than the Bible. And salvation comes experimentally. I realize today, if you're here today and you're lost, I realize today that when I try to preach the gospel to you, when I try to tell you what you must do in order to be saved, when I try to tell someone about what it was like for me when the Lord saved my soul, I realize the handicap that we have in that from time to time, because, friends, that's something that you're never really going to understand and you're never really going to be able to embrace and know what it's like until you have experienced it for yourself. You see, when I got saved, and what I have to tell about that, that's mine. That experience belongs to me. And Brother Carter's experience of salvation belongs to him. And Brother Lowe's to him, and Sister Howard's to her. Our experience belongs to us. And listen, lost friend, you need your own. You need to have your experience with God. You need to know for yourself what it's like to be saved. I realize that every time that I have told my experience of salvation, I can relate what happened to me. I can tell the things before people that happened to me when I was saved. But listen, you're never really going to know that until you experience it for yourself. Experimental knowledge. I believe that John was writing about that when we read what we find recorded in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. When John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. I believe that he was able to exclaim that the way that he did because he knew it, because he had experienced it. Behold, what a great manner of love that has been given to us by God the Father that we should be called his sons. But listen to the latter part of that verse. He said, therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. And we read about there in the 13th chapter of Paul's writing to the Corinthians, where Paul writes there not just about love, but about the great agape love of God, that unconditional love for the human race that can only come from God. And you may know in this life, you may know certain types of love. You may know spousal love. You may know love for your husband or your wife, or parental love, love that you have for your children, or sibling love that you may have for your brothers and sisters. And you may know that and understand that in this world. But listen, that agape love of God, that unconditional love of God, you are never going to know it until God sheds it abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. I never really knew the extent of love until God saved my soul. Then I knew what love was really about. John also said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And I'll tell you this, and I love that scripture, and I know that it's so true because I experienced it. I never had the love for the children of God before I was saved by God's grace. I never had the love in my heart for the children of God that I have had since the time that he spoke peace to my soul. We know that's one of the great witnesses. That's something that we experience. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, and I heard this, I heard Brother Swindle on the old-fashioned gospel hour this morning. If any of you were able to listen to that, you heard him quote this verse. You hear this, this is a real familiar and common verse, but how true it is. Romans 8, 16. You know, I want to continue to stress this point if you're here and you're lost, that salvation, listen, please, salvation is personal between you and the Lord. It's not between you and anybody else. It's not between you and a church. It's not between you and a preacher. It's not something that happens between you and your mother and father. It's a personal experience that takes place that only happens between you and God. And, you know, regardless of how you may feel or whatever, if the only thing that you have ever experienced is what man told you you have, then you don't have the right thing. And I'll stand on that. I'll stand on that because of what the Bible tells me. There's one that has that job, and there's only one that can do that job, and that's the Holy Spirit of God. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it. And so Paul in Romans chapter 8 verse 16, he speaks about that knowledge that comes by experience. That knowledge that comes by being revealed to our hearts. Remember, if you would, with me for a moment, remember back to the time when you got saved. Didn't it happen with you exactly this way? Let me tell you something. If you think you're saved and it didn't, you better keep looking because Paul, in his writing to the Romans, he said the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, that's what happened to me. Don't ask me to explain it, because I can't fully explain it. I can't fully explain it, but I can tell you this. I can tell you that at the very moment that the Lord spoke peace to my soul, at the very moment that I was saved by God's grace, God let me know that He had touched my heart. Nobody had to tell me what happened. When I got saved, I was not in church. There was no preacher there. There was no deacon there. You know, my old praying mother wasn't there with me when it happened. It was me and God. And when God saved my soul, He made it known to me what had happened through the working of His Holy Spirit. And I experienced down in my inner man, I experienced salvation. Oh, the Bible will tell you plenty. And I already told you, I love the Scriptures. The Scriptures will tell you a lot about Jesus. You can take this good old book here and you can read about Jesus. You can read about prophecies of Him back in the Old Testament. You can read about the time that He was born into the world, the incarnate Christ. You can read about where He was born. You can read about what time frame He was born in. You can read things in this book about what was going on in the world and what was going on with the nation of Israel at the time that Christ was born. You can read about His a little bit about His childhood. You can read about Him in adulthood. You can read about His baptism, where it took place, and who administered His baptism. You can read who His earthly mother was. I mean, there's a lot of information in here about the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you what, friends, and I'm thankful, as I've already said, that I knew it, that I heard it, that the Holy Scriptures made me wise unto salvation in Jesus Christ. But there was a day in my life when I came not to know about Him, but I came to know Him. I mean, I got personally acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ in the summer of 1973. And it happened experimentally. I experienced God's holy grace. That's something that there are many people in the world today that have a profession that can't say that. They've relied on some other method, something else. But I say the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, working with our spirit, our individual spirit, makes it known unto us when we become His child. One of these days, I'm going to stand before Him. Brother Wheat mentioned something this morning about standing before God one day. And one of these days, I'm going to stand before Him. I'm going to give an account. I believe that. I'm convinced of it. That's exactly what the Bible tells me, that we are all going to stand before Him one day and give an account. And, you know, in that day, should the Lord ask me, well, how do you know? How do you know that you're saved? I would sure hate to tell Him, well, so-and-so, you know, back there on the earth told me that everything was all right. You know, there was a preacher at that church that I went to, and I you know, went through the motions, and I said what he told me to say, and he told me everything was okay. Boy, I sure would hate to stand before God with something like that. I'd much rather say, Lord, that night when I cried out to you and you made it known to me down in my spirit that I'd been saved, that's what I'm relying on. That's what I'm trusting in. What I experienced when I came to know you as my Savior. I don't know what heaven will be like, do you? I don't know. I can read some things about it. I'm already persuaded from what I can read that it's going to be beautiful. I'm persuaded from what I read that it's going to be trouble-free. I'm persuaded from what I read that we're never going to have any troubles when we get there, that everything's going to be peace and joy for all of eternity. I'm persuaded from what I read that when I get to heaven, that those that I have known in this world that left the world that were saved, that I'm going to be reunited with them. I'm persuaded of that from what I read in the scriptures, but I really can't tell you what heaven is like, and I'm really not going to know until I experience it. I'm really not going to be able to know the beauty and the joy and what awaits me in heaven. I know you've heard this scripture many times. The Queen of Sheba had heard a lot. I mean, she had been given a lot of information about Solomon's kingdom that he had built. But when she went there, when she got there, when she saw it, when she experienced it for herself and saw the things that were going on there, she realized that all the things that she had been told just didn't tell the story. The half, she said, has never been told. And so, I don't know. I don't know what it will be like, and really won't know until I get there. I know I'm sure excited about it. I'm thankful that I'm going to have the opportunity to see God's heaven. But we're going to have to experience it to really know what it's like. Lost friend, until you have known the love of God, until you've known His salvation, you'll never know the goodness of the Lord until you've experienced it for yourself. You'll never know how good it really is to be a child of God until you have had your own experience of salvation with the Lord. And that's what you need to seek. You need to seek the Lord yourself. Don't ever let anybody tell you, don't ever let anybody convince you that there's a better way. Don't ever let anybody convince you that you don't have to go through all that. You just listen to me and I'll tell you. That's reserved for God. Only God does that. And you need to experience God's precious saving grace for yourself. For yourself. I've learned by experience, Brother Wheat, in my life, I've learned by experience that God is great, that there's nobody else like Him, that God can bless you in ways that you can't even imagine. You could have been blessed. I've learned those things by experience. I'm glad to say before you, and I already told you, and I want to stress this again, I love this book. But I'm thankful that my God is bigger than a book. And I have learned by experience the blessings that flow from His throne. I'm thankful for the experimental knowledge that God has given to me. What I have felt, it's better felt than told. It's better felt than read about. Nothing matches what we experience. So I have learned by experience. I appreciate your attention today, and may ask you if you would just stand while we just have a verse or two of a song, maybe, and appreciate the privilege to stand before you today. That's my message.